When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Speaking of Phillies baseball, we'll be doing a Red October pep rally. Whole station will be broadcasting from Chickies in South Philly on Thursday. Jack's working on some special guests for our show.
Yep.
Please stop by and say hi to all the shows. But if you have a choice to only choose one show, you should come to see ours. But we'll all three shows will be there. The morning show with John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney, and Joe Wechter will be there, 6 to 10. Then 10 to 2 with Hugh and Joe Giglio. And then we will be there 2 to 6, all thanks to the official beer of the postseason, that is Budweiser. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com. Get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today.
I don't want you to do this one.
Is the top five biggest lies Spike Eskin has ever told me. Because we have a new one that may or may not have happened over the weekend.
A lie?
Yeah, a lie. We'll get to it. Okay. Don't
let him cook.
Number five.
Oh, I know what that one is.
The number five. Is Spike promised me that the process was going to lead us to championships, and it has led us to nothing.
Wow.
I never promised that. Did you just need a fifth?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
You did a whole process, Hanky's the goat, blah, 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 is going to lead to the great success. Nothing.
Well, you have...
He said nothing.
You have two people to blame. Well, three.
You?
Adam Silver and David Stern.
And Howard Eskin.
Who went to the Sixers and forced them to hire Jerry Colangelo, who then hired his own son to be the general manager of the basketball team, Brian Colangelo, who ruined it. Never forget this, by the way. They hired Jerry Colangelo as an advisor, and then they hired his son to be the general manager, and he had the nerve to say he had nothing to do with it. Crazy. It's almost like hiring the afternoon show host. Of WIP.
Yeah.
Anyway, so So Adam Silver, David Stern brought Jerry Colangelo in, and then Josh Harris, David Blitzer for letting him do it.
Right.
Not me.
Not you. Yeah. The fourth biggest lie that Spike ever told me is that when he took over the show, he's not going to feud with the morning show like Daddy did. Mm. And here we are, and we're not mentioning the morning show host's name.
It's a good point on that one. That one seems like a lie. Can I blame someone else for that, too?
Sure.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
You two.
It's hard not to.
You two did not like when I was playing nice with the other shows.
Yeah.
You were basically saying, look, are you a member of this show? Or are you the program director? Or are you the afternoon show host?
Yeah. You can defend Jillio. You're going to defend Elliot all the time.
It was a lot of gray area.
Yep.
I feel like you're 10 toes down now.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you're firmly into the afternoon show.
Yep. I don't know if you've ever heard, when I walk in to the studio after the midday show, I greet them with, like, I say bad words to them. I call them bad words. A P word. I was like, what's up, P word, every day. Because I have no respect for them.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, no respect for the morning show either.
I do the same thing to Kyle. I stuff him in a locker, and then I get him out of here.
Yep.
And for the record, I don't do any of those things.
No, you don't. Yes. No,
you just pressure me.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
This guy.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
The sneaky bad guy of the afternoon show. I agree.
The sneaky bad guy.
Yeah. He's the puppeteer over here.
A divider.
Yeah.
Hold on. I thought you were the puppeteer.
No, you're like the Bigby of the afternoon show. You're making everybody else.
Bigby.
Yeah. You're making everybody else start fights with each other. You're just sitting there with your feet up.
Yeah, that's true.
You tell me to keep playing this drop.
Does she do anything for us?
Yeah.
No, I keep doing it.
He actually.
Don't worry, you got to deal with him.
One day. The third biggest lie that Spike ever told me is that when he took this show, he's not going to be a diva. And there's some rumors of some divaness going on. Maybe I need a difference. I need a sandwich named after me. I mean, what are we doing here?
Wow.
You're a checking ego at the Dorkon show.
I'm going to have to start saying NFA before everything
I say. Yes, definitely. Because he has no type of filter over there.
And you again.
What did I do?
You're the one that called me a diva.
Well, yeah, I did. But that was family business.
Yeah.
That's family business. Well, we're having a family meeting.
It was written down before Ike mentioned diva, the D word. But we're just monitoring the diva situation.
I am
simply. You said more remote so more people can see me.
I did not say that.
Well, I know he's not in favor of that.
Yeah, I did not say that. I love seeing the people, but.
Right.
You know, all I'm trying to do is come up with opportunities for great opportunities for our partners, like Chickies and Pete's, and great opportunities for the show. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
You're loving this one.
Number two, the second biggest lie that Spike and Eskin never told me. And it's around this time last year, you know, and where I'd go to meet Spike at a diner.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy in New York. I would never, ever consider coming back. And then knife in the back. Stabbed in the back. Maybe a month later. Insane. Oh, I'm so happy.
Now, going back to that lunch at the diner, Jack asked what I knew at that lunch.
Yes.
And I actually don't remember because I don't remember what date it was.
I don't think you knew yet.
Yeah, I probably didn't know yet. I don't remember. I don't think I knew.
I'm not saying anything. Jack's on this. He's on this hunt to seek out information about last year.
Yeah.
Dude, we have moved on, man.
Yeah, I truly don't know. And I can't say this. We had if we're just you know talking
we're going
about all
down
these
this
things.
Road. Yes.
So after I knew, I went to lunch with Jack in the diner. Lunch was in Princeton.
Yep.
And the lunch. Now, this was when we all knew, but the public didn't know. Jack and I had lunch in New Hope, and Jack just had a dead face the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was supposed to be a good lunch. Jack was not happy.
No.
And we had a guy walk by. He's like, oh, Spike and Jack, love you guys. And I could just think, Jack, like,
this is gonna change.
Which one
Meanwhile,
do you love more?
I don't remember you telling me about the lunch in Princeton.
Well, that was just like catching up because Jill was in Montana. I didn't know there was a whole of the cahoots.
No, there's no cahoots. You and I had plenty of conversations. We had our own ideas about things. And meanwhile, you're meeting with Spike.
Well, oh, I wanted to catch up.
Well, Jack said at one point during the lunch, he said, now this was, John was still working. John had not
quit. None of that had happened.
But he didn't, Jack didn't know what was going to happen because there were there were conversations about John leaving.
I had doting that
So Jack goes, he goes, I know he was fishing.
Yes.
He said, and then whatever's going to happen with John, I don't even know. And I was like, yep, don't know.
Tables have turned. Anyway, so number one.
Yes, get to one, please.
Yeah. I think I know what number one is going to
be. The number one biggest lie that Spike Eskin has ever told me is, so Saturday we go down and he says, hey, Jack, I'm going to this event with Daryl Morey to play ping pong. NBA superstar Jimmy Butler is going to be there and we can meet him and play ping pong. Little did we know, and Spike know.
Yeah, I got lied to, too.
But one of the best ping-pong players in the world is named Jimmy Butler. So, really, Daryl Morey's a liar?
Yes, Daryl Morey is a liar. I that's the one thing I have to agree with James Harden on in this specific thing.
Yeah.
So, Daryl and his wife, Ellen. Ellen is on the board for the Shane Battier Foundation, which does things for a charter school in Camden. Good, by the way, good foundation. They have, they do all these things with scholarships for high school kids. It's great. Mm-hmm. So, they have this thing at a place called Ping Pod in Old City. And it says, here are the attendees. Daryl, Ellen Morey, Shane Battier, Jimmy Butler. I'm like, Sixers players. Andre Drummond ended up being there and Ricky Council. So I thought all three of us would go. You had to do the Joe Conklin,
Archbishop Wood High School.
Yeah, so we get there and we're looking around and I see Andre Drummond. I don't see any Jimmy Butler. I figure he's going to come at some point. And I'm talking to Ellen Morey. I had never met her before. And she said, hey, Jimmy Butler's over there with Daryl. And I looked. And I didn't. I saw Daryl with a tall, goofy white guy, looked like Harlan Williams, the comedian. And I said, I don't see Jimmy Butler. And she smirked and she said, no, that's Jimmy Butler, a world champion ping pong player. And I'm like, she sees my face.
It's your surprise, yeah.
And she said, well, I heard you say on the podcast that you were going to be in the same room with Jimmy Butler. We felt like we'd keep it vague for everyone.
Unbelievable.
And then, and little do I know, this entire charity thing was thrown just because Daryl loves playing ping pong and wanted to beat people in ping pong.
Right.
Yeah, that's all he cared about the entire time. Not the charity, cared about beating people in ping pong.
I think that's the only reason he went to Paris. I don't think he was in Paris to watch the USA basketball team.
Ping pong?
I think he was there to watch ping pong.
He's pretty good at ping pong.
Yeah.
But you could see him doing this thing when you're talking to Daryl. His eyes would dart around the place looking for an open ping pong table so he could beat someone.
Well, he couldn't wait to play you.
Yeah, well, I suck.
Well,
he's good
sure.
at ping pong.
Yeah, but he's like, he wanted to show you how bad you were at ping pong.
Yeah, well, there's the bunch of good ping pong players, and then me and Jack got his ass kicked in ping pong.
Of course he did.
Well, I kept it close.
Yeah.
I got hoodwinked.
Was that guy good at ping pong too?
Yeah. He's like, we're about the same level in warm ups. And then all of a sudden the game started. He's whipping the thing.
Well, they can do this thing where they hit the ball and it moves in the air. Yeah. It's crazy. And then you go, sometimes they'll loft it up there and you're like, oh, I'm going to crush this one. And you swing and miss it completely because it goes over there. So this hour brought to you by, it makes me want to be good at ping pong so I can beat Maury's ass at ping pong. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So, Ike, I feel like this part of the show will rile you up a little bit.
Okay.
One thing of this Eagles season, even though it isn't a top story, something that we've talked a bunch about, is Devin White not being able to get on the field. Healthy scratches, retweeting. I can't believe he's not cut yet. Show some balls. It cut him. For retweeting that thing during the game should have been cut, especially if he can't play. Anyway, one of the things that's bothered you is his inability to get on the field, at least for special teams.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's because he doesn't want to play special teams.
Go ahead.
So the special teams coordinator for the Eagles was asked today, was this today or yesterday, about Devin White's ability to play special teams.
Looking in, it looks like Devin White would be a good special teams player. He's athletic. You know, why isn't he playing special teams?
Yeah, and that's a conversation that we have in an organization, you know, what he feels comfortable with, you know. And again, Devin's been in the league multiple years, but he hasn't had a lot of special teams reps. But again, for myself personally, I'll take anybody that wants to play special teams. I'm not saying no, he can't play it or anything of that nature. It's just how it rolls here in the NFL at times, and when it does push come to shove and he's up and he wants to help out, I'm more than welcome. But again, it's an organizational talk that we have. You know, we threw throughout the week. You only have what 48 guys up, so however the is divvied up, we'll be able to go with that.
Yeah, and I like Michael Clay.
Yeah, but he was trying.
Yeah, he was bored. That was a terrible tap dancing job right there.
He was trying.
Yeah, he was trying his best not to state the obvious, which was Devin White probably has no interest in playing special teams. Not that he can't do it. Is that he doesn't want to do it. And that's a big part of it. And so I guarantee you if Devin White said, listen, no, I'm not starting. But I want to play. I want to find a way to help the team. If I can help the team by going out there and playing special teams, you can use me. They wouldn't use him? Of course, Michael Cage, he just told you he would. He just told you he wouldn't turn down that opportunity.
As long as you don't run into Cooper DeJean, you are an upgrade.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. As long as you don't hurt our own players. And don't get me wrong, everybody. It's more about the principle and what it would say if he was willing to do that. He's a team guy. He's a selfless player. Even though he's disappointed he's not the starter right now, as he expected to be when he signed here, he still wants to be a part of this team. He's all in, and he wants to contribute where he can. Like, that's what it would say. Him not playing, no, wanting to play special teams, to me, is more of a smack in the face than him not playing on defense from this standpoint. He almost feels entitled. Right? So when you have that, what is that message sending to the rest of the guys?
You're too good for this, even though you can't even get in the field.
I'm above you all.
Right.
That's beneath me to do. I don't like that message. I understand he's a vet, but he's been benched in Tampa. They let him go. He had to wait through the free agency period, and he signed a 1-year deal. So the sense of entitlement should be out the window now.
And then got outplayed by...
And forgot about that part. And then got outplayed by N'Kobe Dean in training camp. I mean, is it that his pride is hurt because of that happened? Well, what do you do when your pride is hurt? Well, go and show everybody that they made the mistake or what have you. And here's the other thing. If he was thinking about having the ability or... Yeah, having the ability to go out there and play if one of the guys got injured, I would think, wouldn't you want to be active on game day so you at least have some semblance of staying sharp, tackling, blocking, getting off blocks? Those are things you do in special teams so that it's not all foreign to you again and you're not like a new baby if you do have to go out there and play. What, you wouldn't have tackled since, when's the last preseason game he played in? I think it was the second one, maybe the second preseason game.
August.
Yeah, like the middle of August. When's the last time you had live action in the middle of August?
Not to mention, if you blow somebody up on special teams, the people are going to start calling for it. I even within the team,
put Devin White on the field. Yeah, so it's not that he's not doing a special team. It really is just the message that he's sending to the rest of his teammates. And then you're sitting at home. Liking and retweeting tweets that's congratulating the opponent that just sacked and forced a fumble on your quarterback. I don't care if you meant to like it or not. The fact is, you shouldn't be on social media commenting anything from a negative standpoint, let alone celebrating what just happened negatively to one of your teammates. And it took me a while, but I'm where you're at now, man. Man, we'll move on from him. Might as well move on from him. Like, what's
he's
the
not
going
to play.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
he even here for?
Yeah, you may as well move on from him. So stuff like that is why I do get worried at when you guys talk about the locker room and things of that nature. Because if you don't get the winning turned around, you don't start winning, then those type of personalities what become the identity of the team, the fighting on Twitter with fans, you know what I mean? Going back and forth with fans on Twitter and that type of stuff. And we saw that in 2020, and we saw that, we saw that a little bit towards the end of last year.
I do want to give, I criticize Elliott a lot.
Yeah.
He has been asking questions for us.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And Elliot asked that question
for you. Yep.
You know?
So I heard it.
He gets Insider of the Year points for that. It's not a story, but he went up. He gets a point. He was out of the rankings last week.
Are we looking for ways to give Elliot points?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just giving him credit.
Well,
you agree with that?
Well, he's asking the top questions. He's all over SportsCenter, ESPN.
You know what? I'm good with it.
Okay, that's all. He's doing something.
No, because when one of my predictions come right, well, what else did I say?
I don't know.
Any suggestion I may have? That's right. You guys want to give me credit for that? Now we're giving Elliot credit for asking questions?
He's inside asking questions.
He's inside.
Yeah.
What if they were outside?
Well, then I don't know. That's a completely different story.
Inside asking questions. That's fair. I'll agree with that.
It's not getting him to number one, but it's a point.
Yeah.
Chuck, you're on WIP.
Wow. What's up? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
I don't know. What's going on, Chuck?
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, what's going on, man? How you feeling? Hey, listen, I didn't get a chance to explain my Saquon take. I took a lot of backlash yesterday. My Saquon take, right?
Yeah.
I called Saquon a loser, right? Because, you know, Spike cut me off and didn't allow me to finish what I was saying. You know, maybe if I would explain, and then people would understand what I'm saying. So, listen, I called back today, right, to explain myself when it comes to Saquon. Saquon, to everyone out there that was bashing me on social media, right? I don't even get on social media, but my son told me. Saquon is a great player. Okay, he's a Hall of Fame type player. All right, let's not get that misconstrued. And we're fortunate to have him as a starting running back here on the Eagles, right? But what I'm saying is this: he's a losing player. So if the Eagles are depending on him solely on offense, without AJ Brown, without Devontae Smith, without Dallas Goedert, we're in trouble.
Okay? How is he a losing player, Chuck?
Let me finish. Let me finish, Mike.
Okay.
Let me finish what I'm saying, please. All right. I'm saying he's never won where he was at. And New York is a losing organization since he's been there. They've never won. I don't think they ever got out the first round of the playoffs. Okay. What I'm trying to say to you is this: we turn into the New York Giants if we depended on him solely on offense. Jalen Hurts is Daniel Jones is a wash. Okay. So they like equal players. Okay. So. You know,
Jones might be better.
I mean, he might be. I don't know. I don't know. I don't see no difference, though, to be honest with you, not this year. But what I'm saying is this: if you don't have those other players with him, then he's not a special offense. It only becomes a special offense when you sprinkle Saquon in with those other players. Now, that's all I was saying yesterday. I'm not saying Saquon's a bad player. He's the reason why we 2-2 right now. But we can't do what the Giants have done for years and depend on Saquon to be our only offensive weapon. And he has a lot of mileage on him now. You know, I mean, he's an older Saquon. So that's all I was saying about that. I mean, I didn't call it combat you.
Yeah, but I think Chuck, you calling him a losing player, you can say depending on one running back to win the games for you is a losing strategy. But it's not Saquon Barkley's fault that the Giants don't know how to hire a head coach, don't know how to draft offensive weapons, took Daniel Jones number 4 in the draft. It doesn't, that's not on Saquon.
Okay, well, but Spike, listen, you have your way of determining things. I have my way of determining things. I don't think he's a winning player. He hasn't showed me he's a winning player yet. You know what I mean? He hasn't been in a winning organization. He hasn't been around a winning program. That's all I'm saying.
He's saying there's a difference between being a good player from an individual standpoint versus being somebody that's a winning player who's been on winning teams and knows what it means to win.
Yeah, exactly.
So is A.J. Brown a winning player?
Yeah, well, listen, here's the thing. I'm not talking about A.J. Brown.
Now I'm asking you about A.J. Brown. Is A.J. Brown a winning player?
He went to the Super Bowl. Saquon Barkley is equivalent to Joel Embiid. He's a losing player. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. He's a loser. You know what I mean? Joel Embiid, listen, that's about Joel Embiid losing weight, right? A.J. Brown went to the Super Bowl, though. Let's make that clear, okay? And he was up the Offensive Player of the Year.
Okay, is Jalen Hurts a winner?
He went to the Super Bowl last year, 2 years ago.
Okay.
He's a winner. He's been around winning. That's what I'm saying. Saquon has not been around winning. I'm not saying something that's, you know, that's rocket science. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is this. You know, he's just not a winning player. That's all I said, and that's what I'm sticking with. Now, let me say something about Joel Embiid real quick, right? Was that really news, Spike? Was that really news that he lost 50 pounds?
Well, not 50.
Yes, it was news.
Well, he's just a skinnier loser.
No.
All right. I mean, That's all he is.
You're a loser. You're a loser.
I know, and you are too. How about that?
You're a loser. At least I'm over 5'6", loser.
You couldn't wait to say that. That don't mean nothing. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Chuck, your opinion, can I say? It's your opinion to say that about Saquon. It's your opinion. It's your opinion, Chuck. It's your opinion to say that about Saquon. It's a dumb opinion. So I have all respect for you and your opinions, but it's a dumb one. They can't all be winners. The fact that Saquon got drafted to the Giants and then left and came here and is the only reason they've won the two games they've won. It has been the best player on the team the entire year. And by the way, great locker room guy, great a leader, stand up guy, honest. The players flock to him immediately. Like, he was in a bad situation before this, but saying he's a losing player is asinine, actually.
No, it's asinine to you, because everybody don't agree with you.
No, it's asinine.
I have a difference of opinion in you. I'm not going to go. I don't want to go back and forth with you about that.
Well,
you
know what I mean? If you're going to call up about that topic, and I'm one of the hosts, we're going to go back and forth on it.
But show me what has he won.
But he is one player on a.
My point exactly. What I'm saying is the Eagles can't depend on him solely.
That's not about Saquon being a losing player. It's about the team not being able to.
You don't get the point. You don't get what I'm.
You don't have a point. You made a dumb comment yesterday, and rather than walking it back, you're doubling down on your dumb comment. It's dumb. Saquon's not a losing player. He's a great player, and he's a good guy to have around the team. There are a lot of loser-type players, and Saquon's not one of them. He's not. It's a dumb comment.
You make a lot of dumb-ass comments on the air.
Boom,
nobody
boom,
says
boom.
Nothing about that. You said you come on with news that y'all will be lost weight, like that's going to mean something. Like going to win a championship all of a sudden because he lost 30
That's not what I said, though. That's not what I said. It's not what I said. Your listening comprehension is bad.
How about that? Jackass.
Oh, yell about the same five things over and over and over again. It's a dumb comment. I love Chuck. It's calling Saquon a losing player is a dumb comment. Now, you could say it's a bad strategy to have the running back be the focus of the offense. I'd probably agree, even though the San Francisco 49ers did it last year and went to a Super Bowl. You know, and Saquon has been every bit as good as Christian McCaffrey was for the 49ers, at least in these four games. Mm-hmm. Everything else I agree with. He has a lot of miles on him. You can't give him, you can't have 25 or 30 touches a game and expect him to hold up. All those things true. Call him a losing player is an insult to him as a...
But he's never won anything.
Well, no, he's never won anything, but I don't know that he is... It's one thing to say...
Did they win the Big Ten?
I don't...
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, why am I asking you to?
Yeah, I don't know. It's one thing to say the primary player on a basketball... I can put it this way. I can understand his point about Embiid more than I can about Saquon.
Yes.
The best player on a basketball team, you know, disappearing in crucial moments is different than Saquon Barkley, who got overdrafted by the Giants and has had bad GMs and bad coaches and bad teams around him. That's all. Calling him a losing player doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
Would you consider Carmelo Anthony a losing player? Because that's a label he got.
Yeah, you could. You could. I kind of like
Melo. I mean, he was a great player.
But I think that is one guy that you could say, hey, if you're going to base your whole team around, but mostly because he's selfish. I don't think Saquon's selfish. You know,
I love Saquon coming out of Penn State.
Yeah. They won the Big Ten in 2016.
Yeah.
There you go. Then he won something. He won more than Joel's ever won.
Won the Big Ten, yeah. That's a big accomplishment.
That's not a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. You try winning the Big Ten.
Yeah, well, you try winning the Big Ten. Or a bowl game.
I couldn't even win it. Hold on. Let me rip my own college career.
2 weeks.
All right, coming up next, we might have a new king in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
I heard.
A new leader.
Yes.
We will have the Buzz Commissioner.
This is
Buzz.
My show.
Yeah, the Commissioner Buzz Fantasy Football Report next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. There's nothing like a championship team that gets even better. Now, I'm talking about Glatt Hair. Now, the area's foremost authority on hair restoration is now part of Morgan Stern Medical. So you get the same team experts, the same unmatched GLAT system at the same location, all under the direction of renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Ken Morgenstern. Now, if your hair is thinning or you want to restore what you have lost, call the GLAT Hair Team today. Call them at 610-980-4000 or visit them at GLATHairMCTR.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are joined by the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, Buzz. Buzz? The Buzz Report?
Commissioner Buzz.
Commissioner Buzz Report. What do you got, Buzz?
Yeah, I noticed you're a little more excited for the report this week.
I'm always excited
yeah, right. for the report. Just yeah. a little bit.
I'm just that. Look, I just want to know what's going on with the league.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So it's good pool, Buzz. Yeah. Yes, yes.
We're going to go to what Spike did this week last. We're going to start with Ike, who handed an undefeated team a loss, 114 or 144, 113
right.
over Yoshi.
Oh, that's a big win.
It's a big win. It's a big win. It improves him to 3-1. He overcame Kyle Pitts scoring as many points as I did this week. Had to zero
yes,
spot.
Yeah, nothing Kyle, from Kyle Pitts.
He's,
nothing.
I know he's a local kid. He is atrocious.
Yeah. Well, yes, he's on my team. He's not doing a whole lot.
He's not doing a whole lot.
Hold on. What were my total points, Buzz?
144.
Woo.
Well, that's a good week.
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
So 144-113 over Yoshi. Got 22 from the San Fran defense, 27 from C.J. Stroud, 22 from Jordan Addison. Good week for Ike. Yeah. Might find himself back in the top five rankings. We'll get to that in just a minute here. Jack lost 118-105 to James. He falls to 2-2.
Ooh, boy.
Alvin Kamara had a 24-point week. Olave with 16, but no one else really popped in Jack's lineup.
Nope. Mm.
And James was beatable this week. Let him off the hook.
Mm. Wow.
As I often do.
Yes. Let him off the hook.
Let him off the hook. And let's get to Spike, who won 139-102 over Brian. Finally handed Brian a loss on the season. He improved to 3-1. Malik Nabers might be one of the best picks of the entire draft. 23 points yet again. Brian Thomas Jr. also with 22 points at the flicks. Spike, you know, making moves in this league. He comes into first place.
Gotta admit, Spike's team looks pretty strong.
Yes.
You didn't say, Buzz, I won despite Josh Allen only putting up 7 points.
You also did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't even get a big week from the quarterback.
No.
Still
139.
I gotta admit, his draft didn't look as great on draft night. I don't know what the hell I was looking at, but he seemingly has put together a pretty damn good draft over there.
He had a slow week one, but weeks two through four, every week he shows up.
Mm-hmm. So
let's go to the key takeaways from the week. And I think Spike is the new team to beat after a slow week one, as I mentioned, three impressive weeks in a row. I don't know. Again, a lot of people doubted him on draft night. A lot of people doubted him after week one. First time playing fantasy in close to 15 years. You wouldn't know it looking at his team.
Jack was saying I was taking it too serious on draft night. He told me to settle down.
I mean, you couldn't even loosen up a little bit.
Nah.
You're sitting there, stonewalled.
Yeah.
Locked in.
I'm here to win.
Yeah, I know. But next year, once you feel more settled, you know, talk to the people.
I talked to people.
Eh. Didn't feel like it.
Well, he was locked in, man. It was his first draft, so he wanted to make sure. Here's one thing you know about Spike. At least I know. I've come to learn about my friend. He's not going to do anything halfway. Right?
He's all the way in, yeah.
He's all the way in. Not only is he all the way in committed from, like, an emotional standpoint, being committed, there is a tyrant just hiding inside of him.
Wow.
That, I'm just saying, the guy enjoys winning. Wants to win. He wants to be the best at it. So you knew he was taking that draft serious, and just look at his squad. I'm just saying, I got to give you credit.
Thank you.
I got to give you credit.
I appreciate that.
We're trying to be social on draft night or win the league?
Yeah.
Well, Jack and I are usually so social on draft night. I mean, he's busy running around talking about, hold on, what were you saying all night? The draft was easy. Something like this.
Fantasy's easy. Fantasy football's easy.
Yeah.
I lost by .03. I mean, 3-1.
You're 2-2.
500.
You're 2-2. You're like the Eagles.
I was also calling Jalen Noodle Arm.
Yeah.
trying to troll people there. You know, so it worked.
Yeah. 2-2. You're holding or folding Jack's team. I'm folding it.
Yeah. Spike has a pretty good squad there.
All right.
How do we let him get Jamar Chase and Malik Nabers?
Yeah, I know.
And DK Metcalf. All three of those guys.
So my recollection is that everyone drafted running backs a little higher than...
And you were going wide out.
Yeah, and I was going wide. How I ended. Because my running backs are Zach Moss, and I actually had DeAndre Swift. So I'm thin at running back. But
pick him up. DeAndre Swift was on my bench, 29 points last week.
Yeah, I know.
He finally showed up and dropped him.
Yeah, it was the week I dropped
him. But people got to remember, it's a one running back league. People taking their mindsets from other league, applying it to this league. Draft strategy's got to change just a little bit. Spike was a little adapt to that. Dominic got a win over Kimberly in the Someone Has to Win Bowl, 162-121.
Wow. VP.
Kimberly down to 0-4.
Wow, what a sad display by the VP of the LTBB.
Wow.
Oh, and Dominic goes to 1-3 there. And OG Wade, the worst fantasy team ever, is now in last place by more than 100 points after 4 weeks.
Holy cow.
Wow. Legitimately impressive.
So is he worse than the Chicago White Sox this year?
Yeah.
He might be.
That's where he's headed. Like, that's pretty much where he's headed.
If he loses the league by more than 300 points to the next team, like, that's worse than losing 121 games.
Wow. He's a disgrace. And he tells us all, he's the true football mind. Did you watch the All-22?
Yeah.
Watch the All-22 on your fantasy team. It sucks.
Well, the All-22, again, and then going back to his call, the All-22 is trying to make Jalen sound good on the Saquon pass.
Yeah.
Like, are you crazy?
No.
The only All-22 that OG said, 22 points is about what he scores every week. That's what the All-22 is with OG.
So let's get to the power rankings. Ike finds his way back into the power rankings. He comes in at number 5 with a big win in week 4. He's still league average in points, so he has had some favorable matchups here. But he gets himself back in, big win, taking out Yoshi. He comes in at number 5. Jack, although he is 2-2, he's second in the league in points.
Yep.
So I'm leaving him at 4. Didn't give him the total knockdown. But it's neck and neck between him and Ike. So that loss knocked him down, second most points in the league. Jack is at 4. Number 3, Yoshi. Knocked down from number 1 with the loss in week 4. Still a force to be reckoned with in this league, but standard knockdown when you lose. Number 2 is James. He got moved up after a win over Jack. He was previously number 1 in these rankings. He's still among the league leaders in points. He is 3-1 in the league. And number 1, coming in as the new number 1. I don't think we've had a number 1 team back-to-back weeks yet in this league. Well, that means after week 4, Spike is now the new team to beat. 3-1 in the league. Best record. Hard to argue with it. It is Spike's league until proven otherwise.
I need neighbors to come back from that concussion, though. I need him.
Oh, he'll get 10 days, though.
They're off Thursday night.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm good then. I'm good.
So he should be good. He should be cleared by now to be able to go this week.
There we go. Well. Yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
Yes.
We have to maybe lengthen the fantasy report. Maybe
just talk more about your team.
Whole segment maybe next time. Now, actually, we have just really disappointing performance so far from the VP of the LTBB, Kimberly. You're on WIP. What do you have to say for yourself?
I mean, Saquon Barkley is not a losing player, but clearly right now I am.
Yeah, I'm glad you're owning up to it.
But I feel the same way about my fantasy team as I do about the Eagles. Slow start, but end strong.
Okay.
So
all right.
I have a couple of injured players that have been out that are going to come back in the next couple of weeks. We have some bye weeks and some people are going to have to shuffle. Don't count me out yet. It's not over. My points. This week, I would have beaten everybody but 4 people, and 2 of them are on this show.
So.
Yeah. Wow. I know I'm not one of them.
Yeah, that Kimberly, I believe in you, but that's how losers talk.
No, that's true. I own it. Okay. Look, I own it. 0-4, there is nothing to say except I got to come back.
All right. Okay.
But I think the Eagles, more than 10.5. I said 12 before we started. I said 11.5 before we started. You made me pick. I said 12. I'm going to maybe shift it to 11, but I still think we end up over the 10.5. And look, we had a bad game. We had a great game. We had a bad game. We had a great game. Well, reverse that order, but they're going to settle in. They're going to get better.
This is my question, though, Kimberly. Did you feel great after any of those games?
I felt good after the first game. I don't know about great, but I felt pretty good. And after the New Orleans game, I actually, because I wasn't sure that they would win that game, I felt pretty darn good, especially seeing the defense, the way they played against New Orleans. I felt very positive. Did I feel great? No, but again, I came into this season saying slow start. I haven't expected to feel great.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah,
yep.
It's there for them. They have enough players. The thing that's gotten a little more complicated is the division is, Dallas is probably not as good as people, definitely not as good as people thought they were going to be, but Washington is better than I think everybody expected. So, and the Giants are, again, they're not good, but they're not horrible. So, so every division game, all NFC East division, all NFC East games are tough, but I think there's not going to be any walkovers, I don't think, in division games this year. So we'll see. All right. Well, hopefully you and the Eagles kick it into gear. Do you need a bye? Do we need to give you a bye this week just so you can get your stuff together?
I don't need anything. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Don't count me out.
All right, Kimberly. See you later. Justin, Tennessee. Justin, you're on WIP. Justin, you sounded morose yesterday.
Boys, I was mad. I ain't got no lies to tell you. But speaking of Kenny Rogers songs, I've got one to come back to you and Jack with. Coward of the County. That's another Kenny Rogers song.
Who's the coward of the county?
Yeah, is it Jack?
You boys.
Why?
Because you're selling. You're selling on the team. Man, what you got to be.
You were selling yesterday, Justin. What are you talking about?
I was selling on Darius Slay, not Slay, but Darius Slay is what I'm selling on. I I'm selling on Devin White. I'm like, y'all, get him out. It's bad karma for the team. It's bad juju. He's not a vibes guy like Stubby. You need vibes guys in there. You know, like Britt and Covey coming out saying today he'd let AJ have his hamstring. That's a team guy.
Yeah. That's a team guy right there.
Like Ike, yeah.
I've got a hamstring if you need it right now, bud, you know. So the thing that I keep holding on to, it's like Ike. It's four games into the season. It's a buy. Now, if they come out and stink up the joint against Cleveland, I'm selling all stock. I'm folding.
They got to win right the Cleveland
now,
game.
Yes.
Yeah. Right now, it's you know, you're talking about poker, so I'm just going to say check.
Check.
Oh, wow.
This sounds like the real coward of the game.
Yeah, that's true cowardice so, there.
Yeah, but listen to the song "Coward of the County." That's you, Spike and Jack. You know, if you're gonna be an Eagles fan, you know, lock in, boys. Come on, you know,
lock in.
Ten toes down, and a good thing about ten toes down. Y'all need to go back and watch Nightcap with Shannon and Ocho and Dion, because Ocho got a good shot in on Dion with the ten toes down thing. It's pretty funny. I was cracking up, man. Ocho nailed him. It's pretty good. But the thing that I'm looking for, what you got to come out and just pull Cleveland's ass.
Yeah, they got to smoke them.
Like everybody said, they come out in that first game, it was a bad field and everything against Green Bay in Brazil, and you put up 30-something points. Well, you've looked like ass ever since. So come out and just lay it all out on the line. Play for one another. I don't care if you don't like the coach. Play for each other if you don't like the dadgum coach.
That's right.
That's what you got to do. Put it out on the line. And no, Saquon is not a losing player. He was put in a losing situation with a losing franchise, a horrible franchise. Saquon is not a losing player. He's a leader. Give Darius's captain patch to Saquon. Give it to Smitty. Don't take it from Darius, though. I'm telling you, the crap that he put up there last night, like laughing at CJGJ on Parsons' podcast, come on, man. That's your teammate. And you're laughing about him blowing coverage. What about the coverages you've blown? Flow play Slay. So, I mean, that's what I'm looking at right there. But anyway, it's been a heck of a show today. I've enjoyed it. Y'all kept me entertained. And let's take this bye week and enjoy it. And I think Tennessee's getting 13.5 against Arkansas. I'll take it.
Oh, hey, no doubt.
The unveiling of Nico Ilamiava is coming.
I knew the music was coming.
They're not getting 13.5 versus Arkansas.
Yeah, they're giving. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, yeah.
They're favored 13.5. I'm saying Arkansas secondary is trash. They're going to be missing two starters. I know Jack hates this.
Don't worry about it. I'm riding the Vols, Justin. Don't worry, buddy.
We'll be right back with the best picture nominees. All right, Justin.
Love you, man. Boy. Mean it.
Holler at you.
All right, see you, Justin. The
Mets down 1-0 early.
I like that. That.
Yep.
I told Jack there are two options. The two options for the Mets are they lose in two games to the Brewers or they win the World Series. I need them to lose two games to the Brewers. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I make taco soup sometimes for my family.
It's messed up, man.
Poor Nick.
How is he? Like, again, people keep calling back here. Like, Jalen's not being put in position to succeed by the coaching staff. How are we doing this again? Why can't we just admit that maybe he's not great at running the offense?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Especially Nick. Jeez, of all people.
Yes.
Nick. All right. Kellen Moore, maybe. Nick, what's next? If you missed that caller, I think it was the second call of the day.
Yeah, 80 years old, too.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
He called us with a trivia question.
Yeah.
It's like, I played against a football player who won the Heisman, won two Super Bowls. Who was it?
Could you imagine Ike doing that? Like, I could actually do that.
What?
Like just start naming random players.
Oh, yeah,
players
yeah. It's like, boy, you're how impressive. In the studio, I actually am playing, hosting a show with a guy. But I also love that he led the call off with that. Hey, guys, guess what? What's next? This might be true. Might be true. Elliott was flying very smoothly until the 49th minute of the show. And
as
that
always.
Is when...
See, I think he's diabolical. Like, he can't do that at 41. He has to do it right at the end. Which
I don't
is
even think he knew he was doing it. And then the Ike Elliott
Well, because he didn't know I would go the other way either.
And the shame of it was, I was just going to let it roll. But then we have Jordan Mailata at 4, and I don't like having Jordan sit on hold, but it was a good one.
You did a good job of getting us out of there.
Yeah. What's next?
You see that?
He signed the practice squad.
Yes. Man.
What's he? Is he bored? Does he want? Is it money?
Well,
he just liked playing
could
football.
Could be both.
Yeah. Practice squad in Seattle?
Anything else he wants to do? He just want to hang around the fellas on the practice squad?
He wasn't even practicing his last 3 years here.
And now he wants to hang out on the practice squad every year.
For the Seahawks? What's he doing?
Yeah, what's he doing out there in Seattle?
Yeah. Maybe he just likes his meals cooked for him.
Where is he from? He's a Texas kid, right?
Well, he went to Arkansas, so I don't know.
He went to Arkansas.
Dude, he was a Bill in like 2009.
I played against him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I played against him when he was covering kicks.
He's a tight end.
Did you know that?
I didn't know Jason Peters covered kicks.
Yes.
He was a tight end first.
Yeah, he started off as a tight end.
I think I knew that.
But he was on their special teams kickoff team. Yeah. I couldn't believe it when they traded for him.
What's next?
He turned into a damn Hall of Famer.
Yeah, incredible. And still playing.
Yes.
He's 41. What's next? tornado.
Oh, tornado.
Are we getting bye week tornado this week?
Well, there's nothing to give us a...
Unless you want to give us a Phillies update.
Could he give us a Phillies forecast for the week? I saw a 35% chance of rain on Saturday.
Well, he would say 50-50.
Yep. He's right. It's either going to rain or it's not. 50-50.
He is very accurate.
What's next?
That's what's great about E.
Yeah.
Because he'll argue one thing and then he forgets that he said, well, no, he's a great coach.
Yes. A great NFL head coach.
If he's a great coach, then what's going on then?
Great?
I love the way we're all holding him accountable for telling us how great training camp was.
Yes. Poor guy.
Yeah, we're all blaming it on him.
He's there just saying what he sees, and we're like, you said it! The Twitter question today has been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win. 94WIP.com/Mark's. Jack, is there Fritz a six tonight?
Oh, yeah. We're riding with the king.
Oh, riding with the king?
What are you guys going to talk about?
The Eagles.
I imagine the Eagles.
Yeah. How great Nick Sirianni is.
You think he wants the king touching the Phillies?
Oh,
he won't even bring them up.
I'll get him to 550. Or 650. That's when you can bring up the Phillies.
Are you, is the Howard Eskin NovaCare worm going to make an appearance? It's like.
Well, that's what I'm, like, that's the only reason why I want to do it. Yeah. Say that he's actually a great coach.
Just the players would just execute.
It's great. He's a great coach.
Is that Howard?
No, it's the worm.
It's the worm. Oh.
It's on the players.
Why can't they ride it?
I saw the design of the play. It was the best design I had ever seen.
That doesn't sound like a worm. That sounds like somebody's 102 years old. Shout out to Jimmy Carter, too.
100.
Turn 100.
Do you know he has been in, what's it called? Hospice for 18 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
He refuses to go.
Yeah, he's going to live to 200.
He used to come to the games in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'd be in the locker room before the games.
Oh, really?
Like Jimmy Carter walking around here. He looked 100 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he turned 100 today. Happy birthday, Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Riding with the King is next with Jack Fritz, Howard Eskin, and the NovaCare Worm.
He's going to be so happy.
Yeah. He's going to be irritated. Yeah. Or is he calling?
He's on the Comrex.
Oh,
they should give Dom more power.
Yeah. It's Jalen.
Coming up. Like the guy from Tales from the Crypt.
That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show. Or no, that's next. We will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be back. Do the show all over again. It's going to be great. Jack's next. Fritz at 6 is next. So, you know, sometimes you have to replace your old drafty coach or your old drafty quarterback or your old drafty linebacker that is a healthy scratch for every single game. Or you have to replace your old drafty windows and doors. The winter is coming, and you know what it's like. You can't put it off anymore. And Guida, the folks over at Guida are sitting there. They're like, we need to make this easier for them so they don't go through another winter with old windows. Well, they are. Go Guida right now. They have their buy one, get one half off sale. So for every door, every window you buy, second one is half off. Mix and match. Buy a door, get a window. Window, 50% off. Buy two doors. Get two windows. Second one's 50% off. The more you spend, the more you buy, the more you're going to save. You do your whole house, half the house is going to be 50% off. And they know that affordability is not just about the price. They're going to let you start it with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. This is only going to go on for a limited time, and there are restrictions, so do it now. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Schedule yourself a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.